The back part of a man's legs, when he's squatting down, you know, you say a man gets down on his
knees.
Or anything else? Do you ever use honkers or honchin?
Down on his honkers.
Yeah. Okay. What are some terms that mean a stingy person? You know, you might say, that man never wants to turn loose of a penny.
Yeah,
he's really a
stingy man.
Yeah, close right. Man or something like that.
All right. Do you ever use anything else? Would you ever say a tightwad or a skinflint?
He's a tight man.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in really bad taste, you know. You don't think they're appropriate for the occasion at all. You'd say he really looks what?
He really looks shabby.
Or anything else that means
he
shabby?
He really looks bad. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use tacky or slouchy?
Tacky.
Okay. Yeah. Would there be a different word if this were a woman instead of a man you were talking about?
They both would be tacky.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really
dressed up.
Okay. What term would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around unusually well? You know, you might say he's certainly what for
he's
his age.
Proud for his age.
Okay. Would you ever use spry?
Spry for his age.
You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
He's very proud.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
You always call them peckerhoof.
Peckerhoof.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? It's usually green, it has long legs, and it hops around.
Hoppergrass.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides of it? Instead of going around here to get to this corner,
mm-hmm.
It goes straight across.
Yes, sir.
You'd say he went what across the field?
Across the path.
Okay. You ever use catty cornered or antagonin or?
Yes, I have. Catch on.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You know, you'd say the car skidded on the ice and went what?
Went across the road.
What do you call evil spirits? Some people believe that they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak.
That's
what do you call these things?
I don't know, because I don't believe in them.
Well, you may not believe in them, but you probably know people who do.
Oh,
I know
yes,
I do.
Yes.
I know people who do. What do they call
they
these?
They call them hanks.
Okay. And what do you call an old dilapidated house that these evil spirits, these hants, live in?
Call them old.
What kind of a house is it?
Old broke-down house.
Or? If ghosts are known to live in them, in the house, you'd say it's what kind of a
ghost house.
Okay. What do you call something that brings bad luck? Have any term for that?
No, I sure don't.
Do you ever call it a jinx or a hoodoo or a voodoo?
A jinx.
A jinx.
Oh, jinx.
Have you ever used that term? Would you ever say that thing's a jinx or?
Yes, I have.
Now, what do you call a person who brings bad luck? Instead of a thing, a person.
I call him a bad person.
Okay. Do you ever hear him called Jonas or Jonas or?
Yes, I have.
Which ones?
Jonah.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
I call him, no, I can't say it now, I know what it is.
Not married.
They're not married. The child is a
I know what it is, but you can't say it right now.
You ever heard him called bastard?
Oh, bastard. And I would say it, but
bastard.
I didn't know. Yes,
bastard.
That's right. That's right. I thought about that. Yeah.
You ever heard him called anything else?